back in town. You don't look so happy 'cause I'm back in town. You don't look like smiling, don't jump up and down on my toes. I guess I better go. Oh. Smiling, don't jump up and down on my toes. I guess I better go. Oh.
Got the oven train up right overnight till I got to Switzerland. Hitched a ride with a future suicide out selling Krugerrands. His hand on my knee, I decided to leave. Well, we were in Amsterdam. Did the washing in a Chinese kitchen to pay my way back to my
bad motels. No one really cared for it at all. Not the gravity plan. It all will fall right into place. As fruit drops, flesh it sinks. Everything will fall right into place. When we die, some sink and some lay. But at least I don't see you float away. And all spilled milk, sex and weight. Will fall right into place.
We'll be right back. the instrument briefcase.
Well, here are a few simple admonitions for young and old. Never interfere in a boy and girl fight. Beware of whores who say they don't want money. The hell they don't. What they mean is they want more money, much more. If you're doing business with a religious son of a bitch, get it in writing. His word isn't worth shit, not with a good Lord telling him how to fuck you on the deal. Words of advice for young people. After having been exposed to someone's presence, you feel as if you'd lost a quart of plasma. Avoid that presence. You need it like you need pernicious anemia. Don't like to hear the word vampire around here. Trying to improve our public image. Build up a kindly, avuncular, benevolent image. Interdependence is the key word. Enlightened interdependence. Life in all its rich variety, take a little, leave a little. However, by the inexorable logistics of the vampiric process, they always take more than they need. Now, some of you may encounter the devil's bargain, get that far. Any old soul is worth saving at least to a priest, but not every soul is worth buying. So you can take the offer as a compliment. They charge the easy ones first, you know, like money, all the money there is, yeah, but who wants to be the richest guy in some cemetery? Money won't buy, eh? Not much left to spend it on, eh, Gramps? Getting too old to cut the mustard. Well, time hits the hardest blows, especially below the belt. How's a young body grab? Like three-card money, like the end of the shell. Now you see it, now you don't. Haven't you forgotten something, Gramps? In order to feel something, you have to be there. You have to be 18. You're not 18. You are 78. Old fool sold his soul for a strap-on. Words of advice for young people. We'll be right back.
Here's a portion of what takes place when air defense picks up an unknown aircraft in the sky.
Spotter. Spotter. I have an IP 3003 at 150 miles. Roger. I have a move off the IP 3003 at 145 miles. Roger. That'll be one aircraft, 300 knots, 25,000 feet. Roger, that'll be tracked approximately 15. Roger.
On. Sir, track Foxtrot 15 is unknown. He doesn't correlate with any flat bands we have.
Mm-hmm. How about CAA? Do they have anything that might correlate?
No, sir. CAA has nothing at the time.
Okay, thank you very much. Sweden Ops here. This is Demon Scramble. Red flight. Vector 300 degrees. Angels 2-5, contact Demon Control on Channel 10.
Raj, understand, Easy Baker here.
Mark Sugar. Baker Strump. Mark Sugar. Mark Sugar.
Lieutenant Martin, sir.
Ben Solomon, Al. I've just scrambled Satan. Red flight at 0-5 for your control. I gave him a vector of 300 degrees. Angels 2-5. He'll contact you on Channel 10. Intercept track, Foxtrot 15, please.
Roger, sir. I see it on the board. I'm ready.
Okey-doke, Al. Let me know what happens.
Roger, no, Joe.
understand, Satan Red. Satan Red flight, port now to a heading of 300 degrees. You have 30 mile displacement. Your bogey now is 11 o'clock at 70 miles. The bogey is still tracking 120 degrees, 300 knots, 25,000 feet. Understand, Satan Red. Satan Red flight, port now to a heading of 300 degrees. You have 30 mile displacement. Your bogey now is 11 o'clock at 70 miles. The bogey is still tracking 120 degrees, 300 knots, 25,000 feet. Roger, Satan Red, thank you. I'll break it off at this time.
Hey! Out of here. We ain't hiring.
Fuck you anyways, Al, for not recognizing a figure of speech.
It ain't one you ought to employ, you stupid bitch.
I made a casual remark, an offhanded comment. I wouldn't mind turning a fucking trick.
Operate out the back of his store, then you're so set on lifting your skirts. Let some fuck filthy from the mines, breath rotten from his broken teeth, piss reeking, shit stinking fuck every hole in your body.
What's the matter with you?
I lose patience with cunts too ignorant to know when their lot's improved.